So there's this theory. It's been out there for a while that I have a cult. When I was 17, I started a religion. It was a religion that specifically said there are no leaders. There's really nothing, you know. And I might actually make an Onision Speaks video on this, where I actually go through the text of the entire site talking about my cult as they described it. But my name at the time was Gregory J. Daniel. That's what's on the website, Gregory J. Daniel. And I had this idea that the whole worshiping God thing was bullshit. I just felt like us bowing before some invisible man, magical invisible man who liked to wipe out his own children, you know, whenever he got pissed at them, fucking killed 50,000 of his kids just for looking at this special magic glowing box. You guys remember that? So was it the Ark? I don't know what it's fucking called. There's Noah's Ark, which was, if they're both called an Ark, that would be hilarious. But no, Noah's Ark saved Noah and all these animals who managed to not fuck each other, kill each other, etc. on the boat, thus overloading or overpopulating the boat. They somehow, all the predators had all the food they need. All the animals on the fucking boat had all the shit they need. You know what would be just as realistic is if they just said that all the animals were put in magical bubbles with like little wombs, you know, just to make them dormant until the flood passed, and then the bubble would disappear. Fetus form that they were in would dissolve, and now they're once again normal animals. But no, they said that all these animals went on the boat and that they fucking magically just didn't destroy each other, even though there's herbivores and carnivores and omnivores on there. They all just magically got along, fell asleep, and then woke up totally cool. I haven't eaten in forever. That's fine. Anyway, so I made this. People call me crazy. At least in my religion, Saseska, I didn't talk about a magical fucking boat that survived the whole world being wiped out. Did he melt the glaciers? I'm getting sidetracked here. Okay, so I was just wondering, how did God flood the whole world and just make the water disappear? And you could say God did anything he wanted because he's all-powerful, but if he did anything he wanted because he's all-powerful, why don't you just snap his fingers and make all the bad people disappear? This is just like Thanos, you know, and I'm getting so far off track, but this is just like Thanos. You remember Thanos from Blue's Clues? He's purple. So I guess he's like, you know, Barney and Friends. But no, Thanos from the Avengers, he snapped his fingers or whatever and killed half of all people in the universe. And someone pointed out, why didn't he just double the resources? That way he wouldn't need to wipe out half the people in the universe to make sure that everything was abundant. All the resources were abundant. Such a stupid plot, you know? Initially, the storyline was that he just wanted to impress the god of death. That makes more sense, you know, than, oh, he just, whatever. Fuck the writers. But this is about the religion. So I started the religion, and it was about worshiping the earth. And I think that's fair. I don't think we should worship anything that's, you know, a man or a form of man. It just fuels our own ego and has us tell women, hey, God's a man. I'm a man. Worship me, bitch. Like, no. A guy who follows, let's say, something like Saseska can't go, hey, God's a planet. I'm a human. Fuck. Like, that's all he can actually do, I mean. Because there's no ego there, you know? There's no giant throbbing god cock or anything like that. The earth is genitalless. And so what is the point of us here on earth? Why are we even here? Well, the earth probably is a self-aware being in the world of Saseska, like this theory. It's probably that. I haven't read up on Saseska in forever, but it's probably a self-aware being, because we're all self-aware beings, and we're like insects compared to the size of the planet. Less than insects. So why wouldn't this massive, you know, potential organism that is the Earth have its own awareness? Kind of like in Guardians of the Galaxy. Just stealing plots all over the place, just like fucking L. Ron Hubbard. Anyway, but why would we exist unless we had a purpose is my question. You know, why were we created? And you might, you know, if you really want a purpose, conclude that maybe we're here to help the planet survive. you know, maybe the planets saw the dinosaurs wiped out and saw how useless those little T-Rex arms were. And they're like, fuck, that little midget arm lizard fuck isn't going to protect the planet. So maybe I need to upgrade. Maybe I need to create something new. I know I should make the organisms on my body. This is Earth talking, by the way. It talks to himself because he has no one else to talk to, or herself. Probably her. And I've never seen a big floppy dick hanging off the side of the planet. So I've seen plenty of craters. So, so the Earth's like, I need someone to protect me. I should probably make some beings evolve to the point to where they can create a shield or whatever to prolong my existence. And that makes so much more sense because, you know, there's so many planets. You know, in the Bible it says, God created the Earth. It was good. God loves us so much. Fucking, why did God create the rest of the goddamn entire realm of existence? Have you seen it? There's like pictures out there of satellites they sent into the bazillion nowhere. And it shows us, you see that little piece of dust there? That's us. Are you fucking kidding me? We are so irrelevant. You know? No one who created all that shit gives a fuck about this tiny little piece of shit in the middle of nowhere. It's like if you took a Tic Tac and you cut off a sliver of it and you flicked it into your fucking shag rug. And then that little sliver of Tic Tac is like, the person who sliced the sauce off loves us so much. And they're going to come and save us all on this little slice of Tic Tac. Fuck you. It's not going to happen. It's not. Okay, they forgot us. If there's this all-powerful being, they forgot us. So why worship anything but the Earth? You know, people had it right a long time ago when they worshipped the god of the ocean, the god of the sun, the god of the fucking clouds, and the god of the menstrual cycle. All that shit, because that's real. Okay, maybe not the gods are real, but they may as well be gods. There's this sun out there that is so fucking powerful and controls your very existence. If that sun clicks off, you're dead. You're frozen, probably instantly, okay? If the planet stops rotating, you're fucking dead, right? I'm pretty sure we would all liquefy if the planet instantly stopped rotating. Because as I understand, it rotates at hundreds or thousands of miles per hour. Okay, so we are completely and utterly reliant. If gravity gave out, gravity just fucking died on this planet, we'd be floating out into space. Where's your God now? You know, we should be sucking, I guess, the vagina of this planet. We should be worshiping it because it is literally the only reason we exist. The Earth could wipe us out whenever it wanted to, as you've seen with hurricanes, as you've seen with volcanoes, as you've seen with all kinds of shit. So maybe we should treat the Earth better. You know, it's literally the only proof that we have that we even fucking came from somewhere. You know, if we didn't come from the Earth, where aliens dropped us off, really, that's... Show me any evidence of a fucking alien dropping us off, you know? There's evidence that this planet exists. There's evidence that the fucking sun exists, the clouds, rain, water, all that shit. It all exists. The ocean exists, you know? So why aren't we worshiping shit that's real, right? Why aren't we respecting real shit, okay? Like the people in our own life, they actually love us. We can actually prove that they fucking love us. Yet we turn our backs on them and we're like, oh, invisible God, I love you. Invisible, crazy, fucking wiping out your children constantly whenever you get pissed off. What's the Red Sea? Drown the Egyptians. They're not Jews. Fuck them. You know, like, so much drowning in the Bible. I'm realizing it. But no, like, this is just so stupid. And you look at, you know, this whole Seseska concept and you're like, man, this 17-year-old came up with fucking better ideas than the Bible had. You know, there are all these ideas of, hey, we should accept gay people. We should accept, you know, all these different fucking genders and shit, specifically men and women, because I didn't really understand the trans concept when I was 17. It was back then, things were a lot different. You know, no one even heard of trans people for the most part. A lot of people were totally unaware. But back then I was like, you know, this religion is all inclusive. It doesn't alienate gay people, doesn't alienate races or anything like that. We're all human. You know, we're all people that can contribute to the life force of this amazing planet that we're on. You know? And it's incredible that we constantly take this shit for granted. Anyway, so some of you, maybe one or two, think I'm fucking out of my mind, which is great. That's fine. some people are incapable of like actually thinking. Like, for instance, like I want you to listen to me like you would listen to like your best friend or some shit, you know, because then you give me a chance. If you listen to me like someone you fucking hate or whatever, you're going to hate every single thing I hear, I say. It's amazing how like someone says something online and you can just shit all over it or whatever. But someone says something to you sitting right in front of you and it's a totally different approach for a lot of people. Give concepts a fair chance regardless of who it comes from. I need to work on that myself. But anyway, a lot of people turn this into something like, Onision's the leader of this crazy cult and he wants to be worshipped, when specifically it says there is no leader, you know, on the cult's website. Cult. You know what's funny is, like, isn't basically all of religion a cult? Have you ever thought about it? Like, what does cults even mean? Really? It's a bunch of fucking people brainwashed that are all dedicated to one cause, and it's unhealthy and delusional, right? Well, I don't think you've ever seen Christians sing in a group, but that shit is, it is eerie. Like, I'm really damaged from a Christian childhood, as you can tell, but people will, like, close their eyes, they'll face their face up to wherever they think God is, the Holy Spirit in the room, the magical people, and they'll be like, "We love you, God, come into us. Make us pregnant like your daughter, Mary, you incest bitch." Anyway, so they'll put their hands up in the air and they'll just be like feeling God's boobs. They'll be giving, like, I guess that's where boob squeeze came from, is just watching all these Christians like grope the air. Anyway, so I think before we call something like what a 17-year-old came up with, Seseska, crazy, we should really think about the insane shit that some people believe. Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons in their special underwear, all these people. You know, maybe I just fit right in. Only my beliefs don't involve alienating people. It actually involves saving all of us, you know? And I say my beliefs because I'm agnostic, so fuck it. You know, why not support the idea that Earth is God? Can you imagine how amazing Earth would be if everyone thought Earth was God? It would be clear skies everywhere. LA, clear skies everywhere, you know? I'm just saying I'm better than everyone, and if I ruled the world, then... But you can't deny that if everybody followed my religion that I invented when I was 17, we'd have a much better, cleaner, healthier world. And if everyone in the world would be healthier and cleaner and not bombing each other and thinking there's fucking virgins waiting for them in the afterlife, etc., you know, maybe the world would be just incredibly better. Maybe? Nah, it definitely would be. Anyway, that's the podcast for today. I appreciate you guys being here. I hope you're excited about the changes that have been going on lately. And it's nice talking to you.